Our Precious Human Life. As we have seen, it is possible to take rebirth in any one of the six realms, depending upon what kind of karma ripens when we die. This time, we have taken rebirth as a human being, and so we now have the opportunity to enjoy all the advantages of a human life. If we contemplate these advantages, we shall realize that this life is very precious, because it presents us with a unique opportunity for spiritual development. Compared to an animal life, for example, a human life generally affords many advantages, such as good food, shelter, and freedom from predators. But the greatest advantage of being human is the special opportunity we have to develop our mind, and thereby to free ourselves and others from suffering. A human life has almost limitless potential, but we shall be able to realize this potential only if we first learn to appreciate it. Therefore, we need to reflect again and again on the special opportunity we now have. If we develop a deep appreciation for the preciousness of this life, we shall definitely make a determination to use it wisely. Then we shall feel that our life has become truly meaningful. Within our mind, there are 84,000 different delusions, all of which produce mental pain or inner disease. This inner disease has no beginning, and until we abandon our deluded states of mind, it will have no end. If we do not overcome our attachment, for example, it will remain in our mind like an insatiable thirst, constantly giving rise to feelings of dissatisfaction and frustration. Similarly, all the other delusions, such as anger, jealousy, and selfishness, will continue to cause us mental pain whenever they arise within our mind. Even though we have been suffering from these inner diseases since time without beginning, we now have an opportunity to eradicate them completely. Buddha gave 84,000 different instructions to cure these inner diseases, and unlike other living beings, humans have the opportunity to receive these instructions and put them into practice. Thus, by relying upon Buddha's teachings, we can use our human life gradually to reduce and eventually to eradicate altogether our delusions and all the pain and suffering to which they give rise. Generally, there are three ways in which we can use our precious human life to realize its potential. We can use it to ensure that in future lives, we shall be born as a human with all the conditions necessary for a happy and meaningful life. We can use it to attain complete liberation from suffering. Or we can use it to attain full enlightenment or Buddhahood for the sake of all living beings. With a human mind, we can understand the existence of past and future lives. This understanding leads us to think beyond the preoccupations of this short life and to consider our welfare in future lives. We are led to the conclusion that if we want a good rebirth in the future, we must create the causes for it now, in this life. How can we do this? We can create the cause for a human rebirth in our next life by practicing moral discipline in this life. We can create the cause to have an attractive body in that life by practicing patience. And we can create the cause to enjoy abundant wealth and resources by practicing giving. We can create the cause for our wishes to be fulfilled by engaging in virtuous actions with a joyful mind. We can create the cause to have a calm and peaceful mind by practicing meditation. And we can destroy our ignorance and solve all our inner problems by improving our wisdom. We can create the cause to enjoy good health and a long life by protecting life and helping the sick. And we can protect ourselves from lower rebirth and ensure that we are reborn as a human or a god by making offerings, prostrations, and prayers to the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and other holy beings. In short, we can use this human life to create the cause for any good conditions we wish to experience in the future. Non-humans, such as animals, do not have this opportunity, no matter how skilled they may be at other things. For example, some animals are very clever at hunting and finding food, and birds are very skilled at flying. But animals cannot practice moral discipline, or even develop the wish to practice it. All living beings, even worms and insects, can commit negative actions, but only humans have the opportunity to purify them. For example, if we recite with faith the names of the 35 confession Buddhas in the Mahayana Sutra of the Three Superior Heaps, we can swiftly purify even the heaviest negative karma. However, even if we are reborn as a human in the next life, we shall still not be free from suffering. All living beings within the six realms experience one problem after another. They have to endure the sufferings of birth, sickness, aging, death, disappointment, frustration, and so forth, again and again, in life after life. This cycle of uncontrolled death and rebirth, pervaded by suffering, is called samsara. As humans, we can understand how we are trapped in samsara, what causes us to take rebirth in samsara, and how we can escape from it. With this understanding, we shall naturally develop a wish to escape from samsara and attain permanent freedom from suffering. This wish is called renunciation. If with this motivation we engage in the spiritual practices of moral discipline, concentration, and wisdom that are explained in part 2 of this book, we shall eventually eradicate all our delusions and attain complete liberation from samsara and all its problems. Complete liberation from the delusions and suffering, however, is not the greatest goal we can accomplish with our human life. If we consider the plight of others, we shall see that all living beings are trapped in samsara, experiencing terrible suffering in life after life. And if we then rely upon Buddha's Mahayana teachings, we shall be able to develop great compassion for all these suffering beings. Seeing that the only way we can protect them from suffering is to develop all the skills and qualities of a Buddha, we shall make a strong determination to become a Buddha for the sake of all living beings. This special mind is called bodhicitta, or the mind of enlightenment. Once we develop bodhicitta, we become a bodhisattva and enter into the bodhisattva's way of life. The essence of the bodhisattva's way of life is the practice of the six perfections, the perfections of giving, moral discipline, patience, effort, mental stabilization, and wisdom. These are explained in part 3 of this book. If we practice the six perfections sincerely, eventually we shall attain full enlightenment and become a conqueror Buddha. Just as Prince Siddhartha used his human life to practice Dharma and attain full enlightenment, so can we use our precious human life to do the same. If we realize that this precious human life has such great potential, we shall feel extremely fortunate, and we shall decide not to waste it on meaningless activities, but to extract its essence by practicing pure Dharma.